I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. The Grizzly Creek fire is still at roughly 32,000 acres and 61% contained, but fire officials say that rugged terrain and heavy dry fuels on the northern and southern reaches of the fire will add to fire activity. John Glover is the Alaska Type 1 Incident Management Team's operations chief.
That doesn't mean that we think that there's a high potential for rapid spread and growth through there. It just means that it's not something that we can put our name on and say it's not going to move anymore.
Officials say that heat coming off the canyon will continue to send up smoke for the rest of the summer. The Colorado Department of Transportation added that rockfall, especially during a heavy rain event, remains a concern in the canyon. They say that the interstate between Glenwood Springs and Dot Zero will close when that occurs. Aspen Film began streaming the documentary They Ain't Ready for Me on Sunday. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth spoke to the film's director about the complicated subject at the heart of the story.
Tamara Manassa is a Black rabbinical student organizing against gun violence on Chicago's South Side. She credits her Judaism for her activism, and the film chronicles her identity through her community work.
There are a lot of news pieces that have been done about Tamara.
That's Brad Rothschild, the film's director.
But they never really go into that aspect of her personality. They're more interested in the work that she's doing.
Rothschild says he wants the film to help audiences better understand the community she's fighting for.
It's easy for anyone who only knows of a place through the news to get a skewed view of that place, any place. And I would hope that people will walk away and say, it's a lot more complicated than I thought.
Aspen Film is partnering with the Aspen Jewish Community Center to offer the documentary through Tuesday at aspenfilm.org. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.
The top Republican in the Colorado House is suing Governor Jared Polis over several of his executive orders, including the statewide mask mandate. Capitol reporter Scott Franz has more.
Representative Patrick Neville says Polis is overstepping his authority by making new laws during the pandemic. In a lawsuit filed Wednesday with the state Supreme Court, Neville argues only lawmakers should have the power to force residents to wear face coverings.
I write the laws, I vote on the laws, where the legislature together does, and right now we're not having that. We have a King Polis.
Polis is defending the mask requirement, saying it protects residents and allows the economy to recover more quickly. He has issued more than 160 executive orders since the start of the coronavirus outbreak. Neville's lawsuit is the third time they have been challenged. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is Aspen Public Radio News.